KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 47 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Western Iowa news, a man was sentenced to more than 8 years in federal prison in Council Bluffs District Court for having child pornography. Federal prosecutors for Iowa say 68-year-old Salvatore Lawrence Bruno was sentenced Wednesday in Council Bluffs to 97 months in prison for a count of possession of child pornography. Prosecutors say a child told officials in January of last year that Bruno had shown him or her child pornography. Council Bluffs police conducted a search of Bruno's home and found a computer hard drive and memory card that contained over 5,700 images of child pornography. Bruno pleaded guilty to the charge in November of 2018. A man from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Wednesday to 5 years in prison for being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. 23-year-old Alexander Marcus Proventure's 60-month in prison will be followed by a term of supervised release for 3 years. On August 7th of last year, a motorist contacted 911 and advises Proventure had brandished a gun when the motorist tried to stop a domestic disturbance. Council Bluffs police arrived and made contact with Proventure and his girlfriend. Proventure initially denied having a firearm, but eventually admitted it was in his girlfriend's purse. Proventure was prohibited from possessing firearms as he had a prior felony conviction for robbery and theft in Pottawatomie County District Court. The case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The case was part of the Project Safe Neighborhoods, a Department of Justice program bringing together all levels of law enforcement and the communities they serve to reduce violent crime and make neighborhoods safer for everyone. 43-year-old David Dylan Werfel II was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs Wednesday to a little more than 2 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute marijuana and prohibited person in possession of a firearm. His 27-month sentence will be followed by a term of supervised release for 3 years. In May of June of last year, Werfel sold marijuana, cocaine, and a firearm to law enforcement, which caused the Council Bluffs Police Department to obtain a warrant to search Werfel's residence. Officers located firearms, marijuana, and assorted other drug paraphernalia in Werfel's home. And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports 48-year-old Valeria Ventura Ramirez of Omaha was sentenced Tuesday in Council Bluffs District Court to 24 months in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release for conspiracy to launder money. In 2016, Ventura Ramirez was the owner and operator of the Novedades Ventura Incorporated, a money service business located on Leavenworth Street in Omaha. Between July and November of 2016, Ventura Ramirez used multiple money transfer companies, including but not limited to MoneyGram, Western Union, Segway, Intercambio Express, and others, to knowingly wire drug money from the U.S. to Mexico on behalf of drug traffickers operating in Council Bluffs and Omaha. The matter was investigated by the FBI, IRS, Criminal Investigations, Drug Enforcement Administration, Council Bluffs Police, and Omaha Police Department. Red Oak police were called to the Red Oak High School a little after 10 a.m. on Thursday following a report of a juvenile female with a possible drug paraphernalia. Upon further investigation, officers found the juvenile was in possession of drug paraphernalia and an electronic vaping device. Another tobacco product and a container with residue of a controlled substance was also found. The female was arrested and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was issued a citation for possession of an electronic vaping device. And she received a juvenile court citation for possession of drug paraphernalia. The girl was then released to the custody of her parents. Her name was not released. And Congresswoman Cindy Axne has introduced a bill that would make a federal tax credit for cellulosic or advanced biofuels permanent.
This expired at the end of 2017. It was $1.01 per gallon tax credit for producers that expired. And so I'm reestablishing that tax credit so that our farmers can be supported, we can create more jobs, and we can reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, represents Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. She says reviving the tax credit will support more innovation in developing so-called advanced biofuels made from things like corn stalks and husks.
Really using the waste of that plant material and animal waste as well to create energy from it.
The biofuels industry has been hit by EPA waivers that have reduced the amount of biofuel production required under the Renewable Fuels Standard, or RFS, and Axne said this tax credit would help advanced biofuel producers recover.
Anything that helps our farmers and our ag community, as we all know in Iowa, helps all of us in this country. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to get this through. I feel pretty good about it.
Republican Chuck Grassley is sponsoring a bill in the U.S. Senate that would extend the 39 federal tax credits, including this per-gallon tax credit for advanced biofuel producers. In the funeral announcements, W. Ardell Thompson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Ardell Thompson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Beth May Pierce, age 92, of Dallas Center and formerly of the Panora and Guthrie Center areas, died March 25th. Memorial services for Beth Pierce will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Lorraine Ditto, age 96, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Lorraine Ditto will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Patricia Lou Root Onan, age 83, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, or rather of Des Moines and formerly of Adair County, died February 23rd in Urbandale. A graveside service for Patricia Onan will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Garner Cemetery in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Larry Buckner, age 75, of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Celebration of life services for Larry Buckner will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Orville Dean Merritt, age 89, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dean Merritt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Reagan Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Una May Snap, age 101, of Oakland and formerly of the Carson and Macedonia areas, died Saturday. Funeral services for Una May Snap will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Macedonia Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. And Phyllis Monahan, age 76, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Phyllis Monahan are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.